How NPCI's rule on UPI mapping created chaos.
Dipinder Goyal commits $25 million to fund his new wellness venture, Continue.
Crypto firm Binance eyes India to drive its next billion users.
Wint Wealth in talks to close 20 million round led by Vertex Ventures.
You are listening to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast.
Hello, listeners. Welcome to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast, your go-to show for the sharpest startup and tech updates Monday through Friday. You can catch us on the Money Control website, Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts from. Let's start with the top story this evening. It's definitely an interesting one, and we're talking about UPI chaos in India. Now, we don't want to alarm you. Now, it's just that the National Payments Corporation of India, which runs the UPI, tried to give users more choice, basically letting people pick which UPI app they want to receive money from. Sounds simple, right?
Yes, in theory, definitely yes, but in practice, it got a bit messy. The new system powered by a UPI mapper meant that instead of apps like PhonePe, Google Pay or Paytm automatically recognizing users locally, every transaction had to ping NPCI servers to identify the receiver. It was basically to promote interoperability and giving users more choice.
And you know what happened next? All these apps started asking users to make them their primary UPI app, sending notifications multiple times a day. So in the process, customers got flooded, and let's just say confusion ensued.
Yes, people were checking their accounts and started panicking. I mean, who wouldn't? But smaller UPI apps saw this as a chance to gain mindshare, but it did end up frustrating everyone. So eventually, NPCI had to step back and broker a truce.
So if you were one of the users who got this message, no need to panic. Clearly, giving users a choice in theory is great, but execution matters, especially when millions are transferring money.
Moving on, Zomato's Dipinder Goyal is on a very different mission. He announced that he's backing his own longevity venture called Continue with 220 crore rupees.
Now, Money Control, in fact, had broken the story on Continue's launch last year, where we said that, you know, he's very involved and passionate about longevity. So when asked about the purpose behind Continue, Goyal said that he believes that we have to get lifespans for the general population up to 180 plus for real change to happen. Well, that's Dipinder doing a Brian Johnson for you.
Definitely, that's ambitious too. The venture is also looking at mental health, sleep, nutrition, the whole health tracking ecosystem. So this basically ties into his earlier bet on Ultra Human, the wearable startup helping people track fitness, sleep and nutrition.
And now on to crypto, where Binance sees India as a critical and fast growing market. SP Shekhar, the head of APAC, told Money Control that India is witnessing double-digit growth year-on-year in digital asset adoption.
Yes, they are planning to hire locally and strengthen their presence, though no Indian office yet. Binance also wants to offer a full suite of products from retail trading to tokenized assets like private credit and government securities.
However, they're probably also taking a cue from Coinbase, which is not only setting up its India presence, but is also a key investor in CoinDCX, one of India's leading cryptocurrency exchanges. Now, talking about focus areas for the next 2 years, Shekhar added that the firm wants to enable daily use cases like making government payments, car payments. On the institutional side, he said that Binance will focus on providing liquidity through digital assets.
Yes, Shekhar also noted India has clear regulatory frameworks, especially around AML, and Binance is trying to navigate that. He even said the next billion users could come from India.
Well, that's a lot of crypto users to look forward to. But let's focus on our last story for the day. And this one is a deal story. Wint Wealth, a Bangalore-based investment platform, is in talks to raise around $20 million led by Vertex Ventures, Southeast Asia and India.
Yes, this is Wintwell's first major round in over 2 years. Earlier, they raised roughly about $22 million from investors, including Nikhil Kamath, Kunal Shah and others.
The wealth tech space is clearly heating up. You have startups like Deserve and Stable Money, which are also attracting new funding rounds. Clearly, investors are bullish on platforms catering to India's growing base of affluent and retail investors seeking yield-generating products.
All right, that's a wrap for today's episode of Tech Tree from Money Control. Hope you found this interesting, and a shout out to our reporters from the Tech and Startup team for the stories we spoke about today.
Thank you, listeners. Tune in to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast. We air every Monday to Friday between 7:30 p.m. and 8:30 p.m. So tune in for more news minus the boring bits. This is Chandra and Bhavya signing off.
You are listening to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast.